In a turbulent century marked by war, poverty, and the rise of atheistic ideologies, one young Polish priest gave his life at the altar of God. His name was Stanisław Kostka-Strajc, a man of tireless charity, fearless preaching, and unwavering love for Christ in the Eucharist. Today, the Church remembers him as blessed, a martyr whose witness continues to inspire Catholics around the world. Stanisław Kostka-Strajc was born in 1902 in Godurowo, Poland. From his earliest years, he showed signs of deep faith and a love for the poor. After entering seminary, he was ordained a priest in 1927, just as Poland was rebuilding its identity after years of foreign occupation. Assigned to parishes in Poznan and later in the industrial city of Lubon, Father Strajc quickly became known as a shepherd who never tired in his service. He dedicated himself especially to the workers, the sick, and to the children. He once said, "If I can help even one soul draw closer to Christ, then my life is not wasted." But his ministry was not without challenges. The 1930s were a time of rising social unrest. Communist agitators spread hostility across the church, targeting priests who defended faith and morality. In 1937, he said, "I pray a lot that God will allow me to perform some heroic deed so that I can earn sainthood." Father Strajc, however, refused to be silent. He preached the gospel with clarity and courage, calling his people to hope, prayer, and perseverance. The church, he told his parishioners, does not abandon her children in times of trial, neither should we abandon Christ. On the morning of February the 27th, 1938, Father Strajc prepared to celebrate Holy Mass in the Church of St. John the Baptist in Lubon. The church was filled with the faithful, awaiting the Eucharist. But as the liturgy began, a man armed with a revolver entered. Consumed with hatred for the faith, he raised his weapon and fired at the priest who stood at the altar. Father Strajc fell before the tabernacle, giving his life as he offered the sacrifice of the Mass. He was only 35 years old. His parishioners, stunned and heartbroken, had witnessed their shepherd give the ultimate testimony of love, to lay down one's life for Christ and his people. Decades later, the church recognized his sacrifice. On September the 20th, 2022, Pope Francis confirmed his martyrdom, and he was beatified in Poznan as Blessed Stanisław Kostka-Strajc. His example reminds us that the Eucharist is worth living for and even dying for. His last homily was spoken not with words, but with blood poured out in union with the sacrifice of Christ. As he once said, "Our task is to remain faithful, whatever the cost. Christ has already won the victory." May his legacy remind us that holiness is possible even in the darkest moments, and that every Eucharist we attend is a share in the same sacrifice to which Blessed Stanisław gave his life. Blessed Stanisław Kostka-Strajc, pray for us.